Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bautista. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Brosius. Batting third. The DH, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Geronimo Barroa. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brian Lesher. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Kerwin Moore. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Willie Adams. And now, play ball. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bautista hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Bautista. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Bautista steals second. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Giambi hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stanley hits a line drive into right field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a line drive towards left. Lesher chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Lesher. O'Leary moves to second. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manto strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Brian Lesher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lesher hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerwin Moore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to second. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Steinbach moves to third. Bordick moves to second. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bautista is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bautista hits a pop-up beyond second. Fry can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Steinbach scores. Bordick scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosius hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 0-for-1 in the game. Fry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire is hit by the pitch. Giambi moves to second. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barroa is 0-for-1 in the game. Barroa hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive towards third. Manto reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Lesher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lesher is 0-for-1 in the game. Lesher hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerwin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bordick for the out. One out. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bautista is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brosius is 0-for-2 in the game. Brosius hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Manto is 0-for-1 in the game. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brosius fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Tinsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Giambi hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Berroa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry is 0-for-2 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a line drive into left field. Lesher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Lesher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lesher is 0-for-2 in the game. Lesher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Athletics. Kerwin Moore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bautista is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bautista hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0-for-3 in the game. Brosius strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Leary for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Manto is 0-for-2 in the game. Manto hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nomar Garcia-Parra now playing second base. Vaughn Eshelman now pitching. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia-Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Bornegal pinch runs for Mark McGuire. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berroa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Berroa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bornegal moves to second. Ernie Young pinch runs for Geronimo Berroa. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Bornegal moves to third. Young moves to second. Brian Lesher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lesher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lesher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia-Parra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerwin Moore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Eshelman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Young now playing right field. Rafael Bornegal now playing second base. Tony Bautista now playing third base. Scott Brosius, now playing for Lee Tinsley, is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tinsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bragg is 0 for 3 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Batista fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia-Para, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Garcia-Para hits a line drive into left field. Lesher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kerry Lacy now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bordick for the out. One out. Tony Batista is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Batista is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Batista strikes out. Two outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brosius is 0 for 4 in the game. Brosius hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia-Para reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Batista fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Vaughn moves to third. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Leary strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.